Yo. Welcome back to the GSBN podcast, my brother.
Thank you.
Let me tell you how you fucked up my night somewhat.
All right.
Okay, so you made a comment, and you, and you basically was like, fat is a decision.
Whoa.
That's what you said. You was fat shaming.
No,
might as well get ready. I let everybody up here at the truck stop here, and they looking for your ass. So
I was just about to say, out of my hands. One thing I don't need in America is the fat community against me.
Boy, we deep out here, boy. You don't stand a motherfucking chance. Who you gonna call? So I'm sitting there like, okay, it is a decision. And look, somebody just added to the story just right now. More on that in a second. So I'm like, okay, I got my mind on it. Let me go in here. I got to get something to eat. It's my first meal of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get a salad. This nigga just got on my head about being fat. I'm going to go get a salad. I go in there. The lady like, we out of salads because the lady got to do them by hand. And because of the Roro, that bitch Roro, she out here, you know, so ain't no salads. So the restaurants and close facility, you know, now like a typical human, in this case, specifically fat person, the first excuse I got to go like, oh, I tried. I tried.
You
I
did, though.
You heard a guy. I asked for a salad. She ain't have it. What I'm going to do? So it's a KFC, it's a Arby's, and it's a Wendy's.
KFC, Arby's, Wendy's. KFC, Arby's, Wendy's. Yeah.
What you think I did? What's the first thing you think I did?
It depends on if you're tired of chicken or not, but hold on. Don't say nothing. Let me see. KFC, Arby's, Wendy's. Okay, let me ask one question. Were you trying to – was health any part of it?
Uh-uh. Health was out the equation at this point. I tried. Shit.
Yeah, worry. Probably KFC. Probably would get some chicken.
I went right across the street to KFC.
Word.
I get there, I reach for the door, boom, that motherfucker locked. I'm like, hey, man, it said I'm close to 10. The dude on the inside looking like, motherfucker, what the fuck you want me to do, nigga? That Roro out here.
Word. I was just like, you forgot what was going on?
Boy, he so like, I don't care what it say. I bet you I ain't opening that door. You can stand out there as long as you want to. Stand there. Shit. I'm like, okay, fuck it. Fuck you, KFC. I see people in the Arby's. I'm going to go right across the street. To Arby's. I'm going back across the street. I get up to the Arby's door. That motherfucker say, dude, we are not having people in our dining room. I look at the people in the dining room. I'm like, they in the they work there.
Oh.
They're sitting at the table.
Why can't you get just no go Arby's. Through the drive-thru?
You know what? I started to do that with both of them, but I'm like, it's already a fat shaming day. I don't want to be the fat-ass dude in the standing in the drive-thru line. With his actual body between cars.
But you just made me think about something. So I can get out of this whole fat shaming thing. Listen, I said that being fat was a decision. I never said whether it was a good decision or a bad decision. I just said it's a decision.
You is really scared about the fat people of America coming after that ass. I see.
Nah, man, I'm right there in the middle. It's the decision.
I hope when they find you, I hope some barbecue sauce fall on your ass.
Well, it seems like they're going to have to wait a little while because a lot going on.
Boy, it's a lot going on.
I'm at the house.
So I'm like, okay, Wendy's is connected to the truck stop. They got to be open. They right there, 24 hours on it. I reach for the door handle. I'm in my mind like, this. Okay, here it go. This is where God just going to punch me in the throat. I'm going to have to go back in the truck stop and get a whack-ass hot dog. Hot dogs ain't even a health decision. I just really don't even, like, care for hot dogs. I eat them at a barbecue or something, but, like, as far as you coming over my house and looking in my refrigerator to see if I got some hot dogs, I'm not going to have – I don't have hot dogs in the house.
Yeah, I don't eat hot dogs. I mean, I eat the chicken ones now, but I don't eat pork no more, so.
Yeah, even the beef ones. It's like the beef ones, they taste better. They honestly, you know, they're a little bit more dense, but it's like, hot dog, I don't know. It just don't do it for me. It ain't like they nasty. I don't be ready to throw up or nothing. It's just like, hot dog. I feel like a kid, you know?
Yeah, but yeah.
I go into Wendy's, man. I'm sitting there staring at the menu, like, God damn, Baconator, a motherfucking spicy nugget. I grabbed the salad, bro.
Oh, so they did have salad.
Yeah, Wendy's has salad. I knew that from the jump. But the truck stop, like the Wendy's salads, the truck stop salads is better than the Wendy's salads because they cheaper and you get more. So it's like, I'm going to go in there and pay $7 for a Wendy's salad. They don't even give you enough lettuce at Wendy's. Like, I got this little bitty. I'm going to take a picture of this motherfucker and post it under this post. This motherfucking salad, nigga, I'm finna go in there and get another salad in a minute. They 24 hours. It's like, nah, this salad ain't finna be enough.
Yeah,
this motherfucker is whack.
Yeah, right now while you're in survival mode, you might just need to just eat, and then when you get set up better, you go ahead and get the salad and eat healthy or whatever. Eating healthy is a little more expensive too.
Yeah, it is, dog. But it's really, I'm talking all this shit, making jokes. And what I said with the, somebody else just added to the shit as I was talking to you, walking back to my truck. It's this old ass white man that just walked past me. That's why I said somebody added on to the story. This old ass white man just walked past me with these skeet ass shorts and a headband on. This motherfucker is a truck driver. He power walking around this goddamn lot, dog.
Ain't like a workout? No excuse,
bro. Like workout, and he old as a motherfucker. I don't know how old he is because he white, right? So he could be 25. But but the point is, he getting it in. It ain't no excuses, bro. There is no excuse.
Nah. I'm starting tomorrow.
Right now, granted, the reality of it is, it might be harder for some than others, but it is never impossible.
Right, because at the end of the day, you can always just get on the floor and do push-ups and sit-ups.
I don't have no problems with my push-ups. Now, that I could do. I could do my push-ups faithfully. It's like you do those. Like, I'll do push-ups just on a, when I got to go do the landing gear and shit, I'll hop down and do some push-ups. I don't have no problem with that. It's cardio.
Listen. You notice how I said push-ups and sit-ups, and after that, you said you don't have a problem doing push-ups, and you said the word push-ups like 7-8 times. What about sit-ups, man?
I don't do sit-ups. I don't even know what those is. What's a sit-up?
Exactly. Those are the ones. Those are the ones, man. That's what it do it. Sit-ups.
I might not be able to sit up, but I bet you I could push a nigga through a motherfucking wall right now.
I respect that. Push-ups are a little bit easy to just get down there and do, though. Like, if you start working out, like, if you do push-ups, you still might not be serious about the workout. If you get on your back and start doing sit-ups and go up and down, like 25, 50, you know, 100 times, you're serious about the workout. I think anybody can just get down and do push-ups. That's nothing.
Yeah, push-ups ain't, they not really, you know. It's sometimes you do push-ups just on them. You know how, like when you come past the door, we all dunk the ball and shit?
It's yeah.
Like, push-ups is like that. Push-ups, yeah. You don't really have to remind a nigga to do push-ups. A motherfucker will do push-ups when he bored or standing in line waiting on something to take too long. Motherfucker, or even not even to get on the ground push-ups. You ever like be like behind a bench or something and you just lean and just hit a couple off real quick?
Nope. I'll just play.
Yeah,
growing up, man, I was more of a outside running type workout type person. I wasn't a big fan of the weight room, for real. I'm not gonna lie. And push-ups were kind of close to that. But like I said, they were easy. Now, what do they call them? All right, now pull-ups. Pull-ups kill me.
Pull-ups kill you, huh?
Yeah, pull-ups kill me, man. Because my lower body weigh a lot more than my upper body. All my strength in my lower body. So
you talking about working out?
Yeah, so I used to like kind of prefer to. I didn't just used to like to run, but you know those type of workouts. Weight room was like, oh man,
you talking about diapers, cuz?
Oh goodness gracious,
Reese, god damn boy, you jump right in on
goodness gracious, man.
I thought you were talking about changing the baby, cuz when I change the baby, I prefer to use Love's, cuz Love's got the little. Reese, man. And then, you know what? I don't appreciate what y'all, where y'all left off on the previous episode.
What was that?
Talking about Paul Pierce, man.
I mean, that man has accolades and he, you know.
I'm not even going to troll because that's not even his nigga like that.
Nah, it's not at all. That's why it's crazy, like, dealing with you GPSN niggas.
You a GSPN nigga now.
Word, man. Word. But I'm black, too, and from time to time, dealing with you niggas. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, dealing with you niggas, man, like, I find myself having to defend Paul Pierce because it's like, okay, I don't rock with dude like that, but I'm not going to act like, you know, it wasn't a time where he was hot and, like, he was one of the best players in the league, had an argument for probably, like, top – oh, now I don't want to get carried away. Top player in the fucking NBA. I'm not going to let y'all get me into some shit. And it's like, this nigga said Paul Pierce was top five. And it's like, I can't even hardly remember, like, all the niggas playing at that time and what level they was playing on. But I remember Paul Pierce being real good, fam. And he did the little fadeaway shot. He had a signature shot.
A really good,
you know, Nike was advertising for him. He had a team that
he was clutch.
Yeah, I mean, he had the nickname. Like, he did his thing. I think Paul Pierce, like, people have a problem with him because of some of the stuff he said about himself and some of the battles he put himself into. Because, like, the thing with him and D-Wade, like, had he not said it, like, maybe it would have – it's still, like, nah. But if you don't say it, maybe some nigga that, like, love you somewhere will bring it up. You know what I'm saying? And it might have a little more validity. But, like, hearing you say that, it's like, nah, fam. Like, that man was better than you. But I still can't talk crazy about Paul Pierce. Like, I think he went, like, 9-10 times All-Star. And it's not all about that. But what box has been he checked? Has he been All-NBA before? I'm sure he has.
I don't know which team, but I would guess that he has. It might not have been first team, but I don't know. I would have to look it up.
He's most likely third team. Most likely. Either second or third team.
Y'all still talking about
And that's nothing to sneeze at, cause shit, it's been years niggas had good years, and then, like, remember Klay Thompson got beat out by not the Corona year, the year before that one. Remember he found out that the nigga beat him out for all NBA thing, cause they have it cost them like $50 million.
That was last year.
Yeah, I can't think of who it was, though.
It was last year.
I think it was Kemba Walker.
That was last year.
It was, like, one of the names that he heard. It was kind of – he was like, oh, man, you know, but, you know, no disrespect to those guys. Anyway, Paul Pierce, man, like, he – you know, I don't rock with him like that, but it's a lot – some niggas that y'all might put over them, it's personal feelings involved in that shit.
I got 25 niggas ahead of Paul Pierce. And
oh, my God. Hold up. Okay, no, I'm tripping. You talking about any position?
I'm talking about small forwards.
Oh, my
Reese, God.
Come on, bro.
Oh, my God.
25 niggas.
And you know what? This is what I hate about the Paul Pierce thing, because he basically played the same position as Larry Bird, right? And Larry Bird wasn't the most athletic motherfucker either. But it's like the credit he get versus the credit part. And I'm not. And don't get me wrong. I don't want nobody to go off the deep end and think I'm saying that Paul Pierce is anything comparable to Larry Bird. But the points he get against him for being unathletic, while Larry Bird get the praise for being unathletic, it's just crazy to me, man. Like,
yeah, that's different because I don't have a problem with that nigga being unathletic. I actually like Paul Pierce's game. I just think his nigga's better.
And then the whole unathletic thing, the whole unathletic thing, though, like, you can say that about any athlete in any sport. Like, they don't have the athletic prowess of some other guys, but their game was able to match some of that, and they still were able to be productive. So athleticism is only just a small part of that in the first place.
Absolutely.
Okay, has the NBA even had 25 niggas, period, to play the small forward position? Like, 25 niggas better than Paul Pierce? Like, whoa, I understand him not making somebody's top 10, you know, small forward. Well, I understand all of it because it's all opinions, but I'm interested to hear some of these names, but I know what type of names going to pop up. If you got 25, like, you're going to say damn near everybody that's made an all-star team has played a small forward position, basically. Like,
well, come on, let's hear him.
Instead of hearing like the 25 niggas that's ahead of him, I'm interested to hear who the fuck is he better than him. Like, that list would probably be easier for you to make, because it sounds like you probably gonna have niggas like Danny Granger above him. I'm waiting. I'm dead ass because he probably do. Like, God, I ain't got... Danny Granger, and no disrespect to Danny Granger, because he for a couple years he got busy. But if it's 25 small forwards better than Paul Pierce,
niggas forget how cold Danny Granger was.
Don't do this.
I said Danny Granger was better than Paul Pierce. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying Danny Granger.
Why don't you say Jalen Rose? He's gonna say Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose. Y'all niggas sure I dropped the list already.
What's the list then? Run it off to us. I ain't seen it.
Tell me some of them niggas.
I had KD. I had Kawhi. I had LeBron, I had Bird, I had James Worthy. Y'all can stop me when y'all disagree.
I don't know about James Worthy, but go ahead. I know he real good and he was in North Carolina. Go Tar Heels, but go ahead.
What makes James Worthy not better than Paul Pierce?
I don't know if James Worthy had like the consistency and the length of time that Paul Pierce was good. I don't know if James Worthy did. And if he did, then that hurts some other argument like Magic Johnson played with some awesome ass niggas, but that's a whole different thing. But I'll let you have James Worthy. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Huh? Y'all shit fucking up.
Hold on.
Damn, dog. It's my connection, bro.
I'm good. I hear you clear.
That's Reese. He be trying to talk while he in the tub and shit. He can drop the phone in the water.
Somebody better get a nigga a bag of rice, man.
God damn.
You gotta put it in the bag of rice,
man. All right, but he did give some names. Before he dropped off, he did give some names. So you already said James Worthy. There was Kevin Durant, and then, you know, he gave the obvious names, LeBron and Larry Bird. And I think he threw Kawhi Leonard. Well.
Let me ask y'all this. Based on everything, right, would you consider – now, look, because there's two parts to every question, right? So, like, I want to – there's talent and what you observe, like, if you was a scout. And then there's, like, resume. Resume is, like, to go back to what we said on that other episode, Harrison, it's like Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice, resume-wise, is untouchable.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, it's a lot of guys that could touch him.
Right.
But these two guys, Paul Pierce, Carmelo Anthony, who would you rather have?
Oh, shit. That is a good one, because resume is Paul Pierce, hands down. But in terms of actual factual, the talent, Melo is a better scorer, and that's probably, in my opinion, Melo is a better scorer, and that's probably the best part of Paul Pierce's game. Oh,
now, Paul Pierce will shit. He'll put some D on you, too. I ain't going to say he was world-renowned.
Yeah. Better than Melo's. I think Melo was not way better scorer, but my thing about Melo is on top of scoring all the other different ways, prime Melo definitely could get you scrap buckets, like on nights he wasn't on, like any type of bucket, like a oh man. But he has nothing on his resume besides All-Star, and I think he's been on a couple of All-NBA teams, right? Because he had the hype.
You know, you got – I mean, if you want – if it counts for anything, you can count the Olympics. You got about 3 gold medals out of that.
Oh, shit. That nigga might be the best Olympic basketball player. Oh, man. Let me see.
Y'all remember how sad he looked on that last one, being around them young guys? I be hanging out with my little brother and them sometimes. My little brother 10 years – I got one 10 years younger than me, and the other one 14 years younger than me. And it'd be that depressing. That look Melo had on his face, that's how I'd be feeling. It's like, they energy levels is off the – I don't know. I'm getting off into some other shit.
I was just about to say, okay, so what's the question? What's the question about those two? What's the direct question?
You got a team.
You just started a franchise. You get a fantasy, whatever. Whichever one you pick, the next team is going to pick the other one. So you can only pick one. You got Melo, Paul Pierce right there. Those are the best two available players on this fantasy thing. Who you picking? They both.
I don't think you can really miss, but I'm gonna go ahead and go with Melo. God damn, I feel like shit. That's the best thing. And I know Paul Pierce give you better he does give you better defense than Melo. I'm still going Melo, man. Fuck it, I'm going Melo.
All right, G Nas, what you say?
I'm with him. I'm going Melo as well.
All right, that's a fair. I mean, it ain't no wrong answer, you know.
It's not. You're gonna be good either way, but I would say like I would feel a little bit better getting Melo.
Yeah, I think the only thing somebody could say for Paul Pierce that you can't say for Melo is that he's actually been a piece on a team. When we talking Melo, it'll be all hypothetical. Like, oh shit, well if you take Melo and you put him on that Boston team, they definitely win championship, which I definitely believe. But, you know, that's not proven. Paul Pierce is proven. But I'm taking Melo in that situation.
You know what? Honestly, you put Melo on that team, I don't think they win. And I was one of the people that thought Melo was going to be better than LeBron when they all came out.
You was one of the niggas I was arguing with. You thought D-Wade was going to be better too, didn't you?
Nah, I didn't think Wade was gonna be better, but I thought Melo was gonna be the best one in the draft just because, you know, one, I ain't know Detroit was gonna do that. And then for two, it's like the way his scoring was at that age.
Word.
Trajectory, you thinking, or trajectory, whichever one's the right word, I don't know. But you thinking like when this dude really get his game refined, like he's gonna be something we ain't never seen before.
Because
it
was already refined.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like there was nothing scoring wise that he couldn't do.
Right.
He could do everything, and the way it turned out, like when I look at Melo's career, I can't think of a time where he made a difference for a team as far as wins and losses without having a point guard that was, you know, top tier. Melo without a top tier point guard means that I might not even make the playoffs.
Whoa.
What it also
who was the point guard? Who was Felton the point? Who was the point guard in Denver?
When they was about something, it was Chauncey Billups. That's when they went to the conference finals, and then when they advanced to New York, it was Jason Kidd. But he couldn't make it work with AI or Felton or well, he had Felton in both places, didn't he?
I don't know. I just remember I used to mess with niggas that thought he was gonna be better and say that J.R. Smith was the best player on the team. It was a joke, but J.R. Smith was instant offense. Like, he'll come in off the bench and shoot it from half court, and the shit was going
in. My bad. I'm in the basement, right. Man. My shit fucking up. You dropped that phone in a bag of rice. You fixed it.
What? Yeah. Bag of rice fixed it. I'm telling you.
All right, Reese, you was on number five, James Worthy. You don't need to worry about what we were just talking about.
Yeah, because this shit about to get ridiculous. Bro, in a minute.
I'm
going to
tag out on the list, man. I dropped the list. I had, let's see, LeBron, Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen, Dr. J, James Worthy. I even put Rick Barry on there.
No, keep going.
Come on, Reese. God damn.
Yeah, no. I'm not even going to argue that one. Keep going. That's why I say if he keeps going, the list got to get, if not shaky, it got to get ridiculous somewhere.
What's wrong with Rick Barry, though?
What's wrong with Rick Barry is that I'm not taking him over Paul Pierce because Paul Pierce is better.
Rick Barry?
Yeah, Paul Pierce is better than Rick Barry. Basketball.
Rick Barry?
Yeah, all the berries. It's not one berry better than fucking Paul Pierce. See, these the games we not gonna play, man. Man, come on with that
Rick Barry was a monster. I had John Havlicek on that bitch.
Rick Barry, Brent Barry, Frankenberry. He better than all of them.
All the Barrys.
All the niggas.
Barry White.
Barry White. I was thinking that too. All them niggas.
What about Barry Bonds?
Paul Pierce is not better than Rick Barry. Paul Pierce ain't better than Paul George. Continue, man. Continue Paul with your Kirk list, Reese. Okay, you got Paul George there now.
I got Paul George as a shooting guard.
Paul George is a small forward, and that's
right. He is a small forward. I have him as a shooting guard.
He might have played shooting guard more than
he definitely has played shooting guard. I just don't feel like arguing with niggas because I want to hear some more of these ridiculous names.
Come on, Reese. You, what you at, like 9?
A lot of niggas, bro.
You got 6 to go,
I had on that bitch. It was a lot of niggas.
How you got 25 niggas ahead of Paul Pierce? You say 9 of them and can't remember like 16 other niggas.
I can't remember all the niggas.
Them niggas not better than Paul Pierce anyway. So
I mean, to his defense, like 25 people is a lot of people just to name off the top of your head.
All the niggas.
No, it's not. I'm not asking for all of them. I'm asking for the ones that's kind of shaky. He should know which ones are close to the borderline. Let me hear some of those.
Niggas ain't told me how Rick Barry's not better than Paul Pierce. So
niggas ain't told me how he is.
They
better.
Do the same shit. Rick Barry just does it better.
Oh, okay. So Rick Barry. All right.
Reese <He's> drunk.
Let's talk about some of the I'm things that they've done.
I'm trying to put another table together. I don't know if y'all remember me saying that earlier, but I'm on another one now.
So Brent Barry dunked from the free throw line. Besides that, what the fuck else has he done?
Rick Barry.
I never said Brent Barry. Oh, Rick Barry. I mean,
I'm in this space, but I don't know if y'all can hear me right. I never said Brent Barry.
Okay, this shit ridiculous either way. Okay, I'll start it off. I'll start it off just so, because it's hard for me to even remember John Barry's resume. Okay, Paul Pierce has one ring, and I think he may have been Finals MVP. Was he Finals MVP or did KG get it?
No, he's Finals MVP.
No, Paul Pierce.
Okay, so Finals MVP, he won the championship, little playoff success. Some individual accolades. Okay, now tell me about the
Barry. Did you say a little playoffs? Oh, you're talking about, yeah. So Rick Barry had the ring. Rick Barry was a better scorer than Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce played longer.
Okay, Rick Barry had a ring with who? The Spurs?
Yes, and Rick Barry also has more All-NBA first teams than Paul Pierce.
Oh, nice. So Rick Barry won a ring with the Spurs. Who else was on that Spurs team?
Shit, I know Rick Barry was there. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, but it's basketball, so more than one nigga was on the court. Like, who passed him the ball sometimes?
Who passed Paul Pierce the ball?
Okay, Paul Pierce will play. He played with Antoine Walker. He played with KG. He played with a bunch of things. Who did Rick Barry play with?
He played with the Spurs. 2004 to 2008.
Let me ask this question.
He was
start...
on the Spurs and he won a ring. Stop asking me that.
Did he start? Did he? My fault, man. I shouldn't even engage in that name right there, man. Give me another name, man. Give me one that's debatable.
Hey, real quick. How was that?
I got ESPN's top small forwards of all time. What do y'all think Paul Pierce is on their top small forwards of all time?
Probably 15.
I'm sorry. This is Bleacher Report, by the way. My bad.
You said it's top 10?
Where do you think Paul Pierce falls in the greatest small forwards of all time? What number do you think they are?
Probably
7. Probably 10.
He's number 7. He's number 7. Right behind Scottie Pippen.
Damn, I understand this shit better than niggas. I'm not saying that they right, though, but I figured they'd have him around 7. They definitely don't have him at 26. I can tell you that fucking much.
What? I'm still waiting. Like,
So who are the six ahead of him?
You probably can name all of them too. One, you know,
who I can. Want me to do it?
You know who number two is, and they got
LeBron James, Larry Bird, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi. Wait a minute, hold on. Yet. My bad. This one kind of old. 2016. I got another one that's from 2019. Let me do that one. That's the one.
Hey, what did Rick Barry do that Paul Pierce? What did Paul Pierce do that Rick Barry didn't do?
Like playing the game?
Huh?
I'm joking. That was a joke. Paul Pierce was. I may be wrong on this. Because it might have been KG. I know it wasn't Ray Allen. Probably Ray Allen was like my favorite out of all them. Well, I like KG too. Paul Pierce was the focal point of the offense. Like they ran the offense.
They didn't offense run the offense through him. Rick Barry?
What years was he at? Y'all say he played for the San Antonio Spurs, right?
That was
time out. This nigga played for 4 years and y'all talking about that.
No, bro. Hold up. Yeah. No, he did not play for 4 years.
Rick, he played for three.
Oh man, y'all niggas what?
Hey, what y'all know about Adrian Dantley?
Okay,
Rick Barry came in the league in '95, folks.
That's what's up. You say he won a championship with the Spurs while he was with the Spurs. Is it safe to say that he might have been like the fifth option? Let me see. You said 04 through like was he a lockdown defender? Was he like what was his role on the team? After the coach subbed him in. After the coach looked down the bench and called for Rick Barry to go in the game, what was his role?
Man, Rick Barry got him a title.
I'm trying to go to some other names. He's stuck on Rick Barry, man.
He's thinking of the wrong person, ain't
he? I might be thinking of the wrong person. I'm confused, but whichever one of them niggas is not better than Paul Pierce. Like, what are we doing? Yeah,
Rick Barry is homie out the 70s.
I think that's daddy. Cause you got Brent Barry is the young nigga that he thinking about. The white boy that was in the dunk competition. He could shoot threes on the game, on the video game well. That was Brent Barry. And then the other Barry was John Barry. John Barry, I think, played for the Sacramento Kings. I think.
You know what? Rick Barry about is better than Paul Pierce though.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Rick Barry rang off 36 points a game for a year. This motherfucker, Rick Barry was out here balling. This motherfucker got 36 and 10 on a season, 78 games.
Can y'all hear me?
He averaged 36 points.
Man, he
season?
Was out there killing finals MVP.
I keep getting them niggas mixed up. Rick Barry is the older one, right?
Yeah,
my bad. Not Brent Barry. Brent the Barry dad. Was nobody. That's who played for the Spurs.
That's who you meant.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah, so we're talking about the dad. Okay, who did the daddy
the
play for?
Warriors, the Nets, the Rockets.
Fuck!
Okay, and this was in the what?
Yeah, 70s and like a year later.
Like was dribbling the ball legal?
I'm not 100% sure.
Oh man!
But he was a scoring champ. He was a steals leader. He was NCAA season.
So basically, hold on. So basically, what you're saying is that Will Chamberlain and Bill Russell didn't play nobody.
Nah, I was just making a joke about it being back in the day. My overall argument is, although it sounds like his best year is probably better than Paul Pierce's best year, one of the first things I said about Paul Pierce was like the sustained like the consistency. Now, I don't know Rick Barry like that. Like, I wasn't watching the game in the 70s. I was born in 84. So, he, you know, I don't see it. I feel like this. If he had that many years of averaging 36, we just wouldn't be talking about him being above Paul Pierce. We'd be talking about him being above mad niggas. But since I haven't heard his name in none of these discussions until we started hating on Paul Pierce, I'm going to assume that he's only had like one, maybe That's two cap. Years of that. Although it's spectacular, it's only 1 or 2 years.
You know what? That we all align that together because I'm learning some shit. I know who Rick Barry is, but I just know about him in the sense like you were saying, dog. We born at a certain time. You hear his name whenever they start talking about the great greats. But just to run off,
okay, I'm just going to run off. Love quick. That nigga with his bitch ass.
So. God damn it, Reese.
Damn.
Something is wrong with this nigga, man. Reese, you need to be sedated. You are off the chain. But look, Rick Barry, we starting from year one. 26-11-2. That's rookie season. 36-9-4, second year. 34-9-4. 28-7-3.
Where them screws at?
29-7-5, 32-8-4, 22-9-5, 25-7-6, 31-6-6.
I'm sure it sounds like math grades back in high school.
It sounds like your math grades.
This nigga was going federal, though.
I'm trying to tell you. That nigga Rick Barry was sweet, according to my granddaddy, with his gay ass.
What did your granddaddy do to you, Reese? Because you just said, you didn't talk about this nigga. You was on the other episode shitting on your granddaddy, talking about he was a lame. What did he do to you?
Man, that nigga snitched on me when I was like 12.
He left the life insurance money to somebody else?
He snitched on me when I was like 12.
What you was doing, Reese?
I mean, that ain't even really important. The nigga snitched.
It depend on it. Do matter if he caught you kissing a boy in the backyard? I'm with him.
No.
What you was doing, Reese?
I skipped school and shit, and that nigga seen me. Fuck, nigga.
You holding on to that lets me know that you must have got your ass whooped for that shit, boy.
No, not at 12. I wasn't getting whipped again, but the punishment was pretty bad.
What was the punishment?
Oh, I couldn't go outside for a minute.
You was on coronavirus quarantine?
Way before it was a thing.
That would have been the nice punishment. Fucking around my granddaddy.
Oh, I remember, hey, because we had a block
party. Hey, so, hey.
The nigga caught me on Wednesday. The block party was Saturday. Niggas ain't letting me go to the block party.
You still mad about that. Reese died. You know what? He was, something was supposed to happen for him at that block party. He was supposed to suck a titty or something. And this, the granddaddy hated it. And Reese ain't never let that shit go.
It was supposed to go.
That was the titty that got away. It's all yeah, granddaddy.
Hey, real shit. That was
runaway titty.
Niggas fucked that all the way up.
I knew it, nigga. Moby Tip. That's what that. I could tell by your emotion with it. It had to, because if it wasn't shit going on, a nigga's been like, "Yeah, that was some weak shit." It was something special where this nigga was like, "But granddaddy, she was gonna let me play with her."
I can't miss this.
Boy,
part.
I can't miss it. Granddaddy, please. And granddaddy thought he didn't know what it was about. He was like, "Miss Johnson, make them pies all the time. Sit your ass down."
That nigga a pussy.
That nigga.
Hey, so according to those stats, Rick Barry might have.
Yeah, I'm with you. I put Rick Barry over Paul Pierce.
Oh, whoa. I didn't say I was doing it, but I'm saying, like, I understood, niggas.
I'm thinking I'm doing it. 30-something. This motherfucker averaged over 30 points per game multiple times. He might have did it. How many times did Jordan average 30? Oh. I'm thinking all the 80s, right? And then the 90s, he kind of averaged
All right, Grilling, you ready to fuss at me about saying like niggas ain't play nobody and shit? Because I might have to pull that one out. I don't know, like I get it. I just got to know the con. That's why I said numbers just can't do it for me, because I got to know the context in which niggas got their numbers. That's why my lists are kind of unfair to older players, because you know I didn't see them like that. But I do. I don't really knock nobody for putting them above. I was wrong for coming at Rick Barry. Like, well, now he threw me off because he said the Spurs. So I was thinking Brent Barry. Oh, so it's like hell no. Nah. I knew I ain't know the daddy like that. But yeah, I ain't know the daddy got down. Like
I didn't
that,
even. I'm with you. I just learned something. We all learned. Grayling, did you know that? Did you know this motherfucker got down like this?
No, I didn't. That it didn't. You know, if you think about it, because scoring. Because, you know, the opportunities to score has increased. As we all know, the rules have changed as we know them now. So for him to score 30 back then, you would say that's even more impressive than somebody scoring 30 today. So, I mean, that's another way to look at it.
Definitely more impressive. Definitely more impressive. I agree. Because I just said the same thing about Pippen, and he was playing in the era before that. So I can't hate on that man. That man was.
And he led the league in steals.
Without a three-point line, too.
Led the league in steals, and the motherfucker was clearly a top rebounder. Averaged 10 rebounds a game, or 11, and then averaged 9.
Yeah, man, hell no, nah, man. Fuck that. That nigga ain't play nobody, man. I changed my mind.
Damn,
fuck all that shit.
Damn.
Hell yeah, man. This nigga lead the league in rebounds and steals.
So you basically said, who the fuck like that?
Man, listen.
Will Chamberlain was
ass. He didn't say that.
Nah, I'm saying that Brent Barry was trash because we sitting up here marveling at 36. Rick Barry. We saying Rick Barry was – yeah, I done totally flipped on you niggas. Man, fuck Rick Barry. Look, let me tell you something. Rick Barry was averaging 30 and 36 and all that shit. Man, that ain't shit. It was a nigga in the league putting up 100 when he played. The fuck are we talking about?
That was a center.
Huh? I don't give a shit. He was a basketball player. I bet he was taking the same amount of shots as Rick Barry. And then what Oscar Robertson was averaging. Like, come on, man. This nigga Rick Barry wanted the cold.
You just trying to start some shit, man. What you say about Adrian Dantley, Alex English?
What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know them niggas. Like, I know Alex English played for Denver because I seen his jersey.
He was one of the motherfucking the coldest scorers in the history of the league.
What position he played?
I think he was a small forward. He might have been a shooting guard. Let me see.
Reese, do you know anything about Adrian Dantley?
Hey. I do.
Nigga's lying.
No, I'm dead ass. Listen. It's
nigga lying.
Everywhere on this floor, fam. Hold on.
That nigga high as hell.
Not high at all.
Oh, that you weren't inhaling earlier? Well, nah, it's my fault. I sound like the police or some shit. Hey.
What
Alex English average what?
For his career or like the best moments? For his career,
I mean, I'm just trying to.
For his career, he averaged 23.
I'm trying to see if he's gonna put him above Paul Pierce.
I knew that his phone fucking up had something to do with water, but now this motherfucker, that's fucked up. He's trying to fix a pipe and he just fucked the shit up while he on the phone. You can't talk and do both, nigga. You should have told us to call back later.
Word. Hey, that Rick Barry shit is crazy, though. I need to look at the – what else were niggas averaging around that time? Like, that's like the year he got – well, he did it a couple times, MVP and all that shit.
Yeah.
Did he ever get an MVP?
A finals MVP. I don't know about the other ones. But Adrian Dantley
I just moved like you, Harrison. So, it's crazy right now.
Oh yeah, man! When you get in there, you see the actual factual like shit you couldn't see at first. It's not
just
enough time.
Dummy out of nowhere.
Your shit might be honey.
I wish I could see the shit I'm looking at right now, bro.
What the fuck?
But do like I'm doing. I'm gonna make a list. We got a light outside that just doesn't go off. There's no switch.
I don't know what.
Just eternal.
Oh no, that make for bad electric.
That's
hey,
what
by the way, before I forget, Harrison died. I just want to say that dunk fest was epic. I was highly entertained.
Man, was that night?
He was
gamming
that
bitch.
Motherfucker. I would have really hit.
Man,
I
saw that, but I.
Hey, you know, I ain't even straight.
I was putting up a desk.
Man, you saw me. Did you see me pull the Blake Griffin? Y'all remember like the most, like the worst dunk contest ever, where Blake Griffin pulled out the kid, and then everybody was like worried. Like I was worried for his safety. I was like, oh no, this nigga's wild. This nigga Blake Griffin. Like, and then the nigga jumped over like the front bumper. Shit was crazy. I never forget that shit, man. I'm thinking he about to go bananas. That nigga jumped over the hood. It's like, nah.
Dog, when Blake, you had them motherfucking three coolers up there and you shook your head, yeah. And then got ready to dunk and then shook your head, no. Dog, I damn near pissed on myself.
Yeah, that wasn't the one, man. That wasn't the one. Straight up. I had to make a business decision. I mean, I know what the people want. They want me to give them, you know, Mr. Nasty time, but the three coolers was looking kind of high, man. I had to. Before the corona break is over, I probably can give them three coolers. I don't know. I'm supposed to be working out and doing some shit.
That shit was epic. And you know what, man? We need to have a GSPN Player of the Week shit. Because just like this Rick Barry shit, I just looked up Adrian Dantley. And this motherfucker looked nice, too. Like, and I'm not blaming us. I'm blaming all the motherfuckers we watch that call themselves being, I'm 60 years old, so I know. And well, if you're 60, why you don't mention these motherfuckers? Yeah. Never. I don't hear nobody talk about Adrian Dantley.
I put he was on my list.
Dog, this dude had one, two, three, four, five, six, seven years where the motherfucker didn't average less than 27 points a game.
I'm putting this shit back in the box.
I still,
this shit is incredible.
It's not fair to them, but I got, like you said, the older cats that like I talk to about basketball, they don't really talk about him much. And I just got to see the context of it. Like, was niggas winning or was he just gunning? I know when you averaging no less than 27, it kind of doesn't matter. Because you still averaging it, but what's the context? Because, like, niggas could just be gunning.
Okay, now look, I'll meet you halfway there, right? Now, I'm going to say this. Dude, a small forward, right? Let me read off these shooting percent. This Adrian Dantley on that run that I was telling you about when he averaged no less than 27. 58%, 56%, 57%, 58%, 56%, 53%, 56%, 53%.
I mean, that's cool and all, but can a nigga rap? Because, I mean, any basketball player can just go out there and play basketball. But
This nigga was... This motherfucker went there for a decade.
50%? Yeah, that nigga was hooping. Fuck up, context. That's enough right there. I don't know why them niggas weren't winning all the championships, but he was doing his part.
Like, what the fuck? Field goal percentages. In that same span, he shot below 80% twice, and they was both 79%. Never averaged less than 6 rebounds in that span. And was putting up four assists on average. Like, dog, why don't they say nothing about
that? That nigga ain't better than Paul Pierce, man.
Man, Adrian Dantley.
Man, I ain't see that nigga play, man. Fuck that nigga, man. I don't know. I have, like, it's fucked up because I'm like, I'm trying to think of him. Like, anytime we talk about somebody, I immediately go to like flashbacks of different games they were in, different epic moments, and all that shit. And for this nigga, I have nothing. So all I can remember is his jersey and we ain't even talking about English. We talking about damn, I can't even. Bruh, this nigga not better than Paul Pierce. Like, how many commercials he had?
don't know, dog. I ain't, to be honest.
He played in Utah. What? How many Utah players you know in commercials?
John Stockton. Good point. They say he went to Barcelona. They ain't even know him. They say he was standing next to niggas. I don't know, man. But the no. The nigga ain't better than Paul Pierce.
He don't got many accolades. He a 6-time All Star, but he only made the All NBA team twice, and it was the second team. It was the 2 years that he was the scoring champ. He made the second team.
Wait a second. Did you say he only made 6 All Star teams?
6 All Star teams. Yep.
I'm taking Pierce.
I feel you. I really do. I'm gonna have to do some research. That's, you know what? This nigga finna be GSPN Player of the Week. Adrian Dantley, I want to hear it. I want to hear everybody say something.
Nah, because what about Rick Barry? That nigga was dropping like 36 right. And shit.
Hold on, man. Something ain't right, too. It's something I'm reading something.
I think
wrong.
So, too.
I think I just fucked up with what I was reading.
I think so, too. I think you were looking at field goal percentage when you were saying how many points that nigga was averaging.
Nah, because like you go to his Wikipedia page,
Go to Wikipedia. Go to Basketball Reference.
Nah, I was on Basketball Reference.
Yeah,
that's what I was on.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
That's what I was on when I read them numbers. But when you go to Wikipedia, it don't got them numbers up there for some reason.
Yeah, basically what you got to scroll, like they got the points per game for him like towards the end. So you scroll to the end. And it's pretty much all his years in Utah. Like anywhere else, he wasn't that great. But the time in Utah, that's where he was getting 28, 30, 26, 29 a game. Like he ended up going below 29, I think, when he left Utah.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's when he started. You're right. But his years in Utah, that's where he made all the all-star games. That was just his fit. But everywhere else he went to, he wasn't that great. He even played for the Lakers and wasn't really about nothing.
The Lakers, I don't be. You know what? It's like going to the Lakers, dog. It's like they always got a bunch of stars there where you have to, like, sacrifice. I think James Worthy could have been better if he was somewhere else. But, you know.
Like, I'm taking Pippen over him, but I do think James Worthy was really good. And I understand if somebody take him over Pippen. But I agree with that. It's like I hate to bring this up because y'all had so many other arguments and shit like that. It might stir up some old shit. But I think the same thing for, like, Golden State. The craziest thing about those dudes, like, what would they have averaged if, you know, if Durant didn't come and they continue to take his shot? I mean, I know it would end up spreading out over the team, but – I guess that's what we can talk about, man. I want to hear some of the stuff y'all had to say about Klay Thompson. Because in the beginning, I was saying stuff like, and I'm not trying to just take it away from Adrian Dantley, but in the beginning, I was thinking the same stuff about Klay Thompson. Like, oh, he need a screen to score. He can't, you know. But then, like, he did some shit to where it was like 4 things. I've been looking for the little picture of it. But it's like 4 his accomplishments in the NBA. And it was like 60-something in 3 quarters or 50-something with 3 dribbles. And it's like, it gets to a point to where if you that good at doing, like, damn near the most important thing in basketball, like, you kind of special, bro. And Klay Thompson, I'm no huge fan, but under certain circumstances, I can't say that man, let me make it something we can argue about. That man should be the best shooting guard in the league. Like, based on skill set. Like, I feel y'all on the scoring off the dribble, but that isolation scoring should end up being whack anyway. Everybody want to be Jordan. Everybody want to go, you know, everybody want to go one-on-one, you know? But a nigga that can play with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and have his opportunities cut down, but still just get buckets and can just catch fire at any time, to where they saying you might be the second best or maybe you the first best shooter of all time too, which he might not be. Like, we can say certain players carry certain players, but Steph Curry not putting the ball in the hole for Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson has shot the skin off of that hole sometimes. I personally believe they could have beat Toronto with Klay Thompson without Kevin Durant this year.
Oh, man, I wish we found out because
Kevin Durant move still binds me up, and it's like, dog, they didn't never need him. And I'm talking about they didn't ever even need him to beat the Cavs. You lose to somebody in a game 7 by 5 points. I really don't think you need nothing to run that back and win. You can win.
And they were up 3-1, and the momentum shift when Draymond got suspended.
Right. So it's like they could have won, but people go, they wasn't going to beat Cleveland again. How do you just say that without, like, ain't you ever seen a boxing match where the two dudes, is they exactly the same? They come back, you know, you rework some shit, and you win.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It would have made it more interesting, I feel like, had he not gone.
Man, we would have got a rematch of the OKC Golden State series. And then we would got a rematch of the rematch of the Cavs Warriors. It would have been a third one. Dog, that third one would have been crazy.
I feel like KD fell for the gank, man. Like, he fell for the gank. Like, in a way, the legacy for Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond, had they never won nothing but that one, even though Kyrie and Kevin Love were hurt, we saw that style of basketball, it came out on top that year, right? But the thing is, OKC, well, a lot of people forget, OKC was up 3-1 on Golden State. And who's to say that Steph Curry, no, yep. They win a championship, they come back with the same team, they play better, but OKC know that they were right there from beating them. Who's to say that OKC don't beat them the next year? Because OKC had them on the ropes, like you was up 3-1. And if Kevin Durant, I don't know the man personally, so that's not fair, but it's starting to seem like he's the type that he's in his emotions a little more than most people would be. So, you know, if he didn't have that personality, who's to say they don't come back next year and beat Golden State? Like, the whole getting Kevin Durant thing, I don't even think it was for Cleveland. It was just so they didn't have to face OKC. Because how many times you really want Steph Curry, and that's my boy, how many times you want him lined up in front of Westbrook? And Westbrook can't even shoot. But he going to rip Steph Curry apart.
Right.
So KD fell for the game. He probably should have stayed in OKC, but I can't tell a grown man what to do. But I think a lot of people would have more respect for him had he stayed in OKC. And I don't think it's the same move. Or had he left, if he would have left and went to it, man, we didn't have this discussion before. I'm pretty sure y'all had it in here years ago. But had he left and went to a team,
it's been discussed back and forth. No, I'm saying I agree. Like that thing, it's been back and forth. You know, at then because I say this, like initially, like I understood why Kevin Durant did what he did. He felt like he had a better chance to get a ring, and how I looked at it. Just letting you know how I looked at it at first. Like, that was a harder path because once you go on a team like Golden State, like, once Golden State got Kevin Durant, it was instantly, okay, you have to win a ring. Like, if you do anything else and not win a ring, that team is completely a bust. And then there would have been so much media backlash and criticism from everywhere on Kevin Durant if that move didn't work out for not only just for him, but also for Golden State as well. So they had no choice but to win a ring. And they had to win multiple rings. They were in a position where they couldn't have an off season. They had to keep winning. So looking at how I looked at it back then, I looked at it as a harder thing. But, you know, as time rolls over, you think on it a little bit, you know, he's not as respected. You know, everybody just looks at him as he just wants to be with a front runner. And he's proven that. And you see what he did. He left Golden State. Now he's trying to be with Kyrie. And he just wants to be on a loaded team where he doesn't have to do anything.
Doesn't have to do anything. I would say needs more help. But I also say this. I've been looked at as a ring counter simply because I brought it up in certain conversations or certain debates. However, I do think the ring counters are part of the monster that created Kevin Durant. Not created Kevin Durant because he's a spectacular player, but created that feeling of, I have to get a ring. Like, you know, my whole legacy, everything depends on me getting a ring. And I think that's the reason why some players move around and choose certain locations. And overall, for the game of basketball,
right? I mean,
it not just hurt the game, but look at the Knicks, man. Like, if it wasn't for the way fans discuss rings like that, they're the end all be all. You see what I'm saying? If fans didn't do that, the Knicks probably wouldn't be down as long as they've been down. But when you take a look at the Knicks, but that shit borderline pathetic. They support like Boston and been back 2-3 times. You see what I'm saying? Like as a team that can compete, not just win the championship, but your NBA blue bloods, your Boston, LA, all these teams making moves, and even the Heat. You know what I'm saying? And New York, like New York we talking about. We've gotten to the point to where niggas don't want to play in New York. Like I ain't counting Brooklyn. I'm talking about for the Knicks. So it's one of those things. But who wants to go to that shit show where it's harder for you to win a ring and you had that pressure on you from the New York media. But if we just let them niggas hoop, you know what I'm saying, and stop just putting on, oh, he's better because he has this record in the finals or such and such. And part of it is Jordan, but not just Jordan. I know I've been bringing up Scottie Pippen, but we created that monster in Durant where he felt like he had to go to that place and get a ring. But also, I don't think it was that tough of a decision because how do you not get a ring in Golden State when they just got one without you? Well, they just lost one without you, but they got one before that without you, and they got the recipe, and they moved the ball.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, we can even go back a little bit further. We can say the whole ring counting thing may have spurred LeBron's decision to go to Miami.
I'm going to say Cleveland, too, though. This is a piss poor organization, man. No disrespect to the people doing that job. But when you look at Cleveland, I think they had a little buzz with Ron Harper when I was really young before he got hurt. But the moves that they make are just so questionable. I remember one year I was excited to see who they were going to put with LeBron James. And I'm a Tar Heel fan, but they went and got Antoine Jameson, fam. And I'm like,
yeah, like, I understand that.
Like, I like the little awkward shots, you know, just getting up there soft off the glass. And, you know, and Antoine Jameson can play. Go Tar Heels, but I don't think that's the front office I would want to play for either. And this is what LeBron don't get no credit for since he went to play with D-Wade. He doesn't get credit for giving them folks, like, what, 6-7 years?
Right. A lot of times.
That's true, because he spent, like, pretty much, what, from 18 to he's about 26, 27?
And what's the best help they went and got him?
With Cleveland?
The best player Cleveland went out and got to put with LeBron.
Probably was Antoine Jameson, unless you want to say old-ass Shaq or Larry Hughes.
And Larry Hughes might have already been
Mo there. Williams?
Nah.
Ben Wallace?
Nah. And I think that was the twilight of his career. It's just, I feel like he gave those people enough years. I feel like go ahead.
Yeah, they never gave him an effective number two. He didn't have to be like an all-star. He just had to be. It just had to be just competent, and they never gave him that.
Mo Williams, I like Mo Williams. You know, Mo Williams played for Alabama, and he was about like the best player that he played with while he was there. Mo Williams did make an all-star team one year
by default though, because Chris Bosh got hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chris Bosh was selected to the All-Star game. Then when he got hurt, they went ahead and put Mo Williams in there.
Oh.
So was Mo Williams like an alternate?
He wasn't a reserve, nothing. Bosh got injured. They had another slot. They put Mo Williams in.
And see, Mo, my boy, I got his jersey, his college jersey, but I got to put an asterisk by that one. Because a lot of people, they love to talk to me about the – well, that's a different discussion. I ain't trying to get into that. But that's wild. I didn't know.
Let's get into a different discussion, though, because I wanted to ask you about this. And I seen you pull somewhat of a deflector kind of move
when I brought this up.
Whose side you on, man? Dak or Jerry's?
Shit, I'm on my side.
That ain't the answer.
I'm on my side.
Dak want his motherfucking money. Now you got Jerry Jones.
What's the number at now? I had to stop looking at that shit. What's the number now?
To be honest, I don't remember. I haven't listened to no sports stuff in a couple days.
And to be honest, I say that I'm on my side, but I kind of am, and I don't really have a side with that because I see both sides. Let me tell you why. On one hand, I feel like Dak got the keys to a tank, if you know what I mean. Like that team that was built around Romo, I think it's a couple of different quarterbacks that you could have put right there that would have been successful. That's not fair to Dak because Dak been doing it for a couple of years now, but this is what I feel. I feel this number that he wants, I don't want to give him kind of what he wants, the number that he wants, because I'm a fan of the team. But as being Dak, realizing that this man got drafted in the fourth round, and he's basically been paying for hundreds of thousands of dollars all these years, I can't blame him in wanting a payday, and I can't ever put a price on another man. That man feel like he worth such and such million. I don't blame you, brother. Get your money because these people have it. You feel me? But as a fan of the team, I don't want to give him a certain amount because we got some other holes that we need to fill. And I feel like this head coach that's in there, they must be letting him really do his thing because they've been picking up some pretty good pieces. So this kind of unfair for me to like not pick a side, but bro, I'm honestly in the middle. Like I don't care because on one hand, I don't feel like Dak is worth a certain number, but who am I to tell this man what he worth? And I don't blame this man for asking for this money because, like, if y'all don't pay it to me, somebody gonna pay it to me.
Well, let me ask you this now. Let's put it.
Hey, you might have to repeat that. I can't understand what you're saying.
Entitled to ask for what he want to ask for. He's a man. That's his wallet. Would you have preferred? My bad. Can you hear me?
It was going in and out. Go again. Yeah, hello. I can hear you now. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you can now. You were kind of going in. I can hear you.
Is it still going in and out?
Drew.
Okay.
Yo.
Yeah.
Now I can.
I can hear y'all.
We can hear you too now.
All right, now you back in clear. Oh, okay. Now you going out again.
Wait.
All right.
You feel made.
Yeah, you sound like Optimus Prime. Drew. Yeah, you gotta fix that, man.
Yeah, I'm still sure he's still connected, but